Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Do you ever feel confused about bello? I remember struggling with this word because I thought it meant beautiful, but then the way that I heard Italians using it didn't really make sense with that meaning.
Bello is tricky because Italians use it in a lot of different situations, but it's important because we say it all the time.
And getting it right will help you sound really Italian, so that's what we'll focus on in this episode. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we talk about bello, could we ask for a quick favor? If you're listening on your podcast app, can you hit the subscribe or follow button? This way you'll get notified of new episodes and you'll help our podcast grow so we can keep making them. Grazie.
Now let's talk about bello. We're recording this episode as the weather is starting to get warmer. And it's una bella giornata, a beautiful day.
It will get cold again soon, though.
You would know. Matteo has an unhealthy obsession with the weather, and particularly his weather app. He checks it constantly.
It's my only addiction, and it's helpful for making plans.
Is it really? Let's listen to the conversation. How many times can you hear bello or a variation of the word bello? Andiamo al parco domani? È molto bello in questa stagione.
Sì, bella idea. Aspetta, controllo il meteo. Piove.
Andiamo al cinema? C'è La dolce vita. È bellissimo.
Sì, bello. Ah, no.
Che c'è?
Ora il meteo dice che c'è bello domani.
Basta. Cancello l'app. Let's break that down. I asked Matteo.
Andiamo al parco domani.
Shall we go to the park tomorrow? Literally.
Andiamo.
We go.
Al.
To the. A means to and il means the. We smush them together and we get al.
Parco.
Park.
Domani.
Tomorrow. Then I said.
È molto bello in questa stagione.
It's really nice in this season.
È.
It's.
Molto.
Really.
Bello.
Nice.
In questa
this
stagione
season. And here's the interesting thing about bello. It literally means beautiful, but Italians use it a lot more casually. So I probably wouldn't use beautiful to talk about the local park that we go to all the time in English. I'd say nice, or because I'm very British, lovely.
This is important if you want to use it like an Italian. When you want to say nice in English, it's often bello in Italian.
So, for example, you can say our hotel is really nice. Our hotel is il nostro hotel.
Il nostro hotel è molto bello. Il nostro hotel è molto bello.
It doesn't work in every situation, but it works in most. And in this episode, we'll help you know exactly when to use it.
The main reason you probably hear bello so much is that Italians use it to describe nice experiences.
Yeah, so going for a walk is bello. Meeting friends is bello. The concert is bello.
If it's enjoyable, it's bello.
Thanks, that makes it easier to remember, I think. Enjoyable, bello. Next, Matteo's happy about going to the park, so he says...
Sì, bella idea.
Yeah, nice idea.
Sì.
Yes.
Bella.
Nice.
Idea.
Idea. And we also use bello in some fixed expressions, for example, like nice idea. Bella idea. You'll also hear this phrase all smushed together sometimes. So, like, bell'idea.
Bell'idea.
You can find more expressions like this on our blog post, and the link is in the description. Next, Matteo said,
Aspetta, controllo il meteo.
Wait, I'll check the forecast.
Aspetta.
Wait.
Controllo.
I check. Italians say control for check.
Il meteo.
The forecast.
Piove.
It's going to rain. Literally.
Piove.
It rains. And Italians often use the present to talk about the future, which is exactly what Matteo did here. Then I said,
Andiamo al cinema.
Shall we go to the cinema?
Andiamo.
We go.
Al.
To the.
Cinema.
Cinema. I continued.
C'è la dolce vita.
La dolce vita is on. Literally.
C'è.
There is.
La.
The.
Dolce.
Sweet.
Vita.
Life.
A classic Italian film to watch on a rainy day, with the iconic scene where Anita Ekberg gets in the Trevi fountain.
Yeah, I remember watching it in one of my Italian classes, and I didn't understand much, but I do remember that scene. Then I said,
È bellissimo.
It's wonderful.
È.
It's.
Bellissimo.
Wonderful. And did you hear this very Italian-sounding word, bellissimo? It's for extra emphasis. And as a non-native speaker, I probably use this too much because it's really fun to say.
It's true. Italians only use bellissimo for something really exceptional. So it sounds too enthusiastic when learners use it all the time. So maybe if I'm Siracusa, one of my favorite places in Sicily, I can talk about the sunset, il tramonto. I can say il tramonto è bellissimo. Il tramonto è bellissimo. I only use it for something really special.
And it's important to note that in Italian, we use bello or bellissimo, in this case, for creative works. So while in English we say a good book or a nice album, in Italian, it's bello. Next, Matteo said,
Sì, bello.
Yes, great. And here, bello is a reaction, like cool or awesome. For example, we're going to Siracusa next month.
Bello. But unfortunately, it's not true.
Scusa, sorry. Then Matteo says,
Ah, no.
And I ask,
Che c'è?
This is how Italians ask, What's wrong? Literally.
Che?
What?
C'è.
There is.
Ora il meteo dice.
Now the forecast says.
Ora.
Now.
Il.
The.
Meteo.
Forecast.
Dice.
Says.
Che c'è bello domani.
That the weather's nice tomorrow.
Che.
That.
C'è.
There is.
Bello.
Nice.
Domani.
Tomorrow. So to say the weather's nice, we literally say there is nice. C'è bello. So we use bello to talk about the weather too. Next, I said,
Basta, cancello l'app.
That's enough, I'm deleting the app.
Basta.
Enough.
Cancello.
I cancel.
L'app.
The app. So that's L apostrophe app. And just a little aside, my mum always gets embarrassed when I shout basta at Brody when she's misbehaving because she thinks it sounds like I'm shouting bastard.
So rude to your innocent little dog.
But in Italian, basta means enough. And I've had enough of Matteo's app because we still don't know what we're doing tomorrow.
Well, for now, let's review bello.
Bello means beautiful, as in aesthetically pleasing, but in Italian it's really versatile and we use it for enjoyable experiences like going for a walk or meeting friends.
And when you're talking about creative works, like a film, a book, or an album?
You can also use it as a reaction, like cool or awesome.
Bello.
And to talk about the weather. So let's listen to the conversation again. Andiamo al parco domani? È molto bello in questa stagione.
Sì, bella idea. Aspetta, controllo il meteo. Piove.
Andiamo al cinema? C'è La dolce vita. È bellissimo.
Sì, bello. No.
Che c'è?
Ora il meteo dice che c'è bello domani.
Basta. Cancello l'app. You'll also find bello in those lovely Italian-sounding phrases like bella idea, nice idea. So to learn a few more and see everything from today written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.